This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Is California going to divide in half? I got to talk about this because I was born in California. And so I did my last year of medical school at UCLA, which was awesome. My medical school was University of Nevada, Reno, which I loved because it was a small class size and we got to do so much. So I wouldn't have done my education any differently than I did. I loved it. And so I do have a place in my heart for California. I do, right? My heart is in California. Ooh, na, na. Anyway, so two men have launched a campaign, and I'm sure many people are jumping on this bandwagon as we speak, to divide rural California from the coastal cities. Motivated by what they refer to as a, quote, tyrannical form of government. This is being reported by Fox News. That does not follow the U.S. Constitution or a state one. This is being reported by San Francisco Chronicle. They say, unlike the failed 2016 campaign to split California into six states. You guys remember that one? It didn't really last. The, quote, New California Movement, founded by Robert Paul Preston and Tom Reed, seeks to consolidate rural California into a distinct economy separate from the coast. After years of overtaxation, regulation, and, quote, monoparty politics, the state of California and many of its 58 counties have become ungovernable, according to what they say on the website. Preston and Reed say the citizens of the state live, quote, under a tyrannical form of government that does not follow constitutional requirements. There's something wrong when you have a rural country such as this one, and you go down to Orange County, which is mostly urban, and it has the same set of problems, and it happens because of how the state is being governed and taxed. So the founders have evoked Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution as justification for establishing a new economy with a new state constitution. States that a consensus must be reached by state legislators in California as well as Congress. The process, according to new California representatives, could take about 10 to 18 months. And this new California movement is called a Declaration of Independence for a free and independent state with full power to establish and maintain law in order to promote general prosperity. Now, my experience with California, with these new taxes and all these new issues, was a frustrating one, I have to say. Not enough where I think they need to secede or divide themselves. But, you know, I told you, I walk into a Walmart, and as I'm walking out, people are running out of Walmart with stuff in their arms. And I'm like, are we looting? What's going on? And I guess they charge per plastic bag, okay? And months later, I forget. And I am out of Walmart. You know, because when you live in Las Vegas, you drive back and forth to California all the time. And I always stop by a Walmart. I just do. I told you guys why. People know who I am in Las Vegas. And so I don't like to buy feminine products and things like that. You know, enemas in front of people who will recognize me in the checkout line. So even though people listen to my show in California, they don't necessarily know who I am, especially without makeup and stuff. So I can, I kind of look the same. Makeup really doesn't help me look any better. So I will run into a Walmart, right, to get, you know, douche or whatever that I don't want to get. You know, because I like to keep that stuff private. I don't want people knowing that I buy douche or enemas. That's private. Nobody needs to know that. Anyway, so I'll go into a Walmart, and I did this just recently. I think it was Thanksgiving. I went to a Walmart near Arrowhead. I forget what city was nearby. I think we were on the 210. I forget. And he goes, would you like me to bag this for you? And I go, yeah, just like you would answer in Vegas. And he goes, okay, I'll count the bags. And I'm like, what? That's odd. Then I realize, oh, whoa, 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 you're going to charge me for the bags. Oh, hell no. Okay, so for me, that's kind of a big deal. Really going to charge me for a plastic bag, really? But for people who live in California, it's the gas tax, it's the state tax, it's sales tax, it's all sorts of taxing. The water, recycling tax. And with California, listen, they got a lot to pay for, okay? They have a huge amount of immigrants coming in, legal, illegal, what have you. Okay, people come to California. Look, when my father was an immigrant and my grandparents were immigrants, they became citizens. But they landed in Los Angeles. Okay, it is a hub, New York, Ellis Island, hub on the East Coast, you know, Florida, Miami, etc. But California is huge for immigration. So people come there. A lot of people come there. The land is exquisite. The weather is phenomenal. True, you worry about the San Andreas fault line, and you worry about earthquakes, you do. You worry about nuclear attacks. And, you know, Seattle, I'm being told, you know, needs to probably, you know, watch itself with what's going on with Korea. But any of the West Coastal cities are a target. And so California, with their amazing freeway system, et cetera, it costs money. It does. However, seems like the people that have to do most of the pain are the ones that are starting to get a little bit more fed up. And when you have a very conservative base there and they never get heard when it comes to elections because of Electoral College, that frustrates people. I live in Nevada and we benefit from this frustration because a lot of people from California move to Nevada. A lot of stars are out here and establish residency. They live in Nevada, they get to pay less taxes. So some people really, really savvy figure out how to avoid some of the California taxes. But the average person, they're there to work. Are wages higher in California than other places? Not always, no. No. So it's more expensive to live. There's more taxes. There's a lot of issues when it comes to, immigration, and so people are concerned, people are worried. And California is an amazing state, and many people on the right are like, fine, they vote Democrat anyway, let them secede. I just don't want that. I really like California being nearby. I don't want them going out into the ocean. I want them to stay where they are. It's an easy drive. I don't want them breaking up the land and move. I don't want that. I'm not prepared for that. But something's got to give. And when you see these little movements, maybe these little geysers of steam being let off may not be that, you know, monumental, but it's a sign that something's going to erupt. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements settlements and other favorable programs, you may qualify for substantial savings. So get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Can you hold in your fart and perforate a colon? Short answer, no. Long answer, don't try it. Many of you have been concerned about the sneeze that perforated a guy's throat. 34-year-old British man was holding in his sneezes so he wouldn't spread germs. And when he held in a sneeze, he perforated his throat. And so we're taught to let it out. Let it go. Let it go. So when it comes to a sneeze, the air pressure is already there. And I talked about this yesterday. So when you try to hold in the pressure of a sneeze, you could be busting through your eardrums. You could probably even crack a tooth. But this guy tore into his throat. Probably one of the first cases that I've ever heard of. Okay? But The majority of us will sneeze or sneeze. What we do, however, do on a daily basis is try holding in our farts. So I tried to do some research for you guys because the Dr. Dahlia Show news team, nowhere to be found. Okay. You know, the producers at GCN are awesome, but I have a separate Dr. Dahlia news team, and they kind of suck. I mean, they're, like, not around. So I did the best I could on my own, okay? And this is what I found. In 2013, Dr. Pomergaard and Rosenberg et al. Published a report on letting it go when it came to flatus on an airplane. Now, in high altitudes, air expands. So that's why a bunch of us on an airplane feel the need to fart. Now, I have a system. When I fly, because I hated being bloated on the airplane. And when your kids are younger, you could fart on a plane and you could say, oh, did you go poo poo in your diaper? You see what I mean? Okay, that's, yeah, but when they're older, no. Because what do your kids do when they're older? Mom, did you just fart? See? You see? So, I can't fart on a plane anymore. And, you know, when it's a long flight, and I fly to New York a lot, you can't just hold it for 4 or 4.5 hours. Then, depending on how long you're on the tarmac. And getting up to go to the bathroom, it's very interesting. Every time I would get up to go to the bathroom, then I didn't have to. Soon as I sat back down, I had to fart. It's like, what's going on here? So, with the kids getting older, and it'd be more difficult to do that, what I decided to do is a little routine in the morning. Not that you guys really need to know this. But basically, I will take a stool softener the night before, and I will use a suppository the day of flight. I do this now, like clockwork, not that it's the healthiest thing, to get rid of as much poo-poo as I have so that I don't have air issues. And you wonder what? I never feel gassy on a plane now. Not that I want to recommend that. You shouldn't overuse suppositories, but I'm not flying as often as I used to fly, so I could get away with it. And so now I don't have the gas. Now, but for those of you that don't have a system, you're going to notice that you feel like you have to fart on a plane. And when you try to hold it in, which you should do, you know, because it stinks, there's abdominal pain, there's bloating, there's increased heart rate, increased blood pressure, there's even heartburn. And we've talked about this. I mean, increased heart rate and blood pressure holding in a fart. That's some serious stuff. You know, some people have heart attacks on a plane. Is it because they held in a fart? I'm not saying Carrie Fisher, may she rest in peace, that's what happened to her. She had a heart attack on an airplane. A lot of people, unfortunately, go into cardiac arrest, you know, on airplanes. That just happens, unfortunately. But it will increase blood pressure. I mean, it's cardiovascular-wise, it's not good. So, and I'll tell you more about their study. It basically was published in the, I believe the New England Journal of Medicine. I need to double check that. And, they do suggest active charcoal may help with flight comfort. I believe there's underwear that could be charcoal lined, I believe. Oh, it's the New Zealand Medical Journal. Yeah. It was in the New Zealand Medical Journal back in 2013. And they say flatulation could pose a significant and large problem on commercial airplanes and on the ground because in airplanes, people are closely seated together. Commercial airlines have banned smoking on airlines, so it increases the risk of nasally detecting even small amounts of intestinal gas because people can smell better. Modern aircraft are built with increasing sound isolation, so it increases the possibility of sound detection. And approximately 50% of cabin air in airplanes is recirculated, which keeps a great deal of the odor inside and adds to distribution of your flatulent fart. Now, they say the amount of intestinal gas produced per person is greater on airplane cruising altitude, which is 30,000 feet above sea level, compared with ground altitude. And they show us a bottle, volume of gas while in the air versus the volume of gas while on the ground. So the bottle is completely squashed on the ground, but in air, it is overinflated. They say modern aircrafts are able to counteract this by using pressurized cabins, but are only able to maintain air pressure no lower than 565 millimeters of mercury, which is equivalent to an altitude of 8,000 feet. So you will have intestinal gas expand. They even gave us the ideal gas law. Pressure of the gas times volume of the gas equals the amount of gas, ideal gas constant, and temperature of the gas. Now, the temperature of your gas is probably going to be about 98.6. No, maybe even core temperature, maybe 99. Your intestine gets pretty warm. So they say holding back your fart could be alluring, but you could have bloating, dyspepsia, pyrosis, which is another form of heartburn. Okay. And they say, look, you may be trying to hold it in, but when you sleep or cough or sneeze or there's turbulence, it's going to come out. And they even think that flatus retention has been suggested as a major factor in the origin of sigmoid diverticular disease. Now, how many of us have diverticular pockets? Pockets within our colon. I do. I used to not, but I do. What have I been doing differently? I've been holding in my farts. So having pockets in the colon aren't that good. So when I said you shouldn't be able to burst your colon by holding in a fart, the short answer is yes, but technically, I think you can't perforate. Now, when do we see colonic perforation or intestinal perforation? Well, we see it with ulcerations. So if you have an ulceration, something that is destroying the lining of the inner colon or intestine, then you unfortunately are going to have thinner wall. And so if there is some sort of pressure or anything else eating away at it, it could eat the way through. And a perforation is very deadly because now you get bowel contents, which are not sterile, into your sterile abdominal cavity. You get infection, go into sepsis, go into septic shock, and die. We do not want bowel perforations ever happening. And when they do, it's pretty scary. But then sometimes you can have trauma. And trauma, like let's say you get a colonoscopy and it's somebody who does not know that you have a little diverticular, a little pocket there or some fitting and accidentally perforates. All right, that can happen. And then we immediately, you know, fix it, sew it up, etc., give you antibiotics. Perforations do happen rarely. It could happen. Not common, but it could. So perforation could be done mechanically and it could be done from ulceration. Those are usually the most common causes. I have never, though, in my research or in my years of training, heard of a perforation happening because you held in a fart. Okay? Most perforations I've seen have been either traumatic or from, or accident, etc., or from an ulceration. But some people do have diverticula, these little pockets that do burst. And if there is increased pressure, that's a problem. Now, we talked about this yesterday. When you sneeze, you already have a force in play. When you hold in a fart, it's less force. Now, if you're actively farting, like we talked about, and then you try to hold that in, then there can be force. So, holding it in is not going to be as forceful as like sneeze, but it still could be force. And a big thing that we all do is we all sit on our farts, especially on a plane. And the reason why we do that is because we want to quiet it. The problem is now we have a fart in action. We have a lot of air, a lot of pressure. And so sitting on the fart, trying to make it sound like, trying to do that, the pressure has to go somewhere. Now, your anus and your rectum have more musculature, and the sphincter could probably withstand more of that pressure. But still, I don't think it's the healthiest. And you wonder, has anybody ever gotten an anal fissure? Has anybody ever tore, right, caused a hemorrhoid to bleed from doing that? No one's going to, you know, advertise that. So we talked about farts. Farts have hydrogen sulfide, dimethyl sulfide, and others. You swallow the air. You have bacterial fermentation metabolism. We talked about farts making you sick. Remember there was a story that an airplane had to evacuate because someone farted on the airplane? Remember that? Well, there was actually a study saying that fart gas may actually be beneficial. Study out of Exeter University 2014 said it may recover mitochondrial damage. So for the fartee, maybe okay. For the farter, you gotta let it go. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. So a Swedish startup called Natural Cycles offers an app-based product, which is supposed to be a digital contraceptive, okay? This quote-unquote digital contraceptive is, I guess, supposed to be an app that is supposed to kind of help women avoid unwanted pregnancies. Well, now we're being reported that 37 unwanted pregnancies occurred since September, and it has been reported to the Swedish Medical Products Agency, the MPA, by a local hospital. So something is coming down. Pipe. Some poop is rolling downhill. The Women's Clinic of Södersjukhuset in Stockholm told TechCrunch.com that it wants the MPA to investigate how this app functions. They say we want the Swedish Medicines Agency to gather information about side effects such as unwanted pregnancies and look at how the app works. That's according to Dr. Lena Marians, a senior doctor at the clinic and associate professor of obstetrics and gynecology. The midwives of our abortion reception found that there were many women who were unwanted pregnant who stated that they used this app. Since September 2017, they noted how many women there were and then reported it. So, a spokesperson is looking into the complaints, telling us that they received approximately 50 complaints of unwanted pregnancies. The investigation is still in the early phase. So, they responded, Natural Cycles, by saying, look, no contraception is 100% effective. So what, you're supposed to stick your phone in front of the diaphragm, or as a diaphragm, like in front of the cervix? I don't get it. No contraception is 100% effective, and unwanted pregnancies is an unfortunate risk with any contraception. Natural Cycles has a Pearl Index of 7, which means it is 93% effective at typical use, which we also communicate. Our studies have repeatedly shown that our app provides a high level of effectiveness. So it relies on this algorithmic method to predict which days you are fertile during your monthly cycle. And there's an in-app color-coded calendar informing users if they can have unprotected sex on a given day or not. Am I the only person that sees a flaw? So, it's a rhythm method. Women using the app are required to measure and input their body daily temperature using a basal thermometer. Now, when I was in medical school, I thought that meant the thermometer goes intravaginally. It doesn't. It's taking your basal body temperature every day. When your body temperature spikes a little bit, that could mean you are ovulating. So, Natural Cycles relies on this algorithm and other individual data inputs to algorithmically calculate the probability of the user being fertile on any day in her cycle. And the company claims this product is efficacious at about 93%. Now, maybe it is, but somebody doesn't want to get pregnant. They're going to be mad when they get pregnant. So, Natural Cycles announced its $30 million Series B, has over 500,000 plus users across 160 countries. Okay. And they say there's no guarantees. And it requires user to follow the instructions very carefully, protects with condom when the woman is fertile. I think you should be aware of that when you start using it. The app is better suited for those women who may think of getting pregnant or older women who are less fertile. Okay, so that means this app is really good if you're 75 years old. So, if you're a lady, okay, and they recommend that you should be over 18, okay, they say the average user is about 30 years old, less than 1% are under 20, most of them are between 25 and 35. But if you are a woman that is trying to avoid getting pregnant, I really would not rely on your cell phone, okay? I would also use a condom. I don't think any app should be out there that makes you think you don't have to use a condom. And I understand people don't want to use a condom. They want to feel it. They want to have spontaneity. Well, there is nothing less spontaneous and less uncomfortable than giving birth. So, you know, let the 2.5 minute sexual encounter be protected. Alright? I just cover it up. Honestly, I want to know how these dental dams work. Apparently people are using dental dams. This is like way beyond my time. Didn't have a dental dam, and damn, I probably wouldn't have even used it if I did. Those things are kind of scary, and it looks like it gives you a wax at the same time when you take it off. I don't know. I don't know much about these dental dams. They're called dental dams that you use vaginally. I don't know. Maybe you guys know. I've been married for 21 years, so I haven't had sex for 20 of them. But anyway, so when it comes to contraception and trying to figure out when you're fertile, basically mid-cycle you can be your most fertile. You know, I like to subtract 14 days from when you think your next period is. And that's probably when you're ovulating. And when I try to help people get pregnant, all right, I say, look, if day 14 is your most fertile, then what I want you to do is have sex on day 12, 14, and 16. Make sure he doesn't lose any sperm 5 to 7 days before, so he has some saved up, but not too long because they end up dying anyway. All right. If you aren't too sure about day 14, maybe it's day 13, maybe it's day 15, then fine. Have sex day 11, day 13, day 15. Every other day. The egg travels a couple days, the sperm travels a couple days. You don't have to have sex every single day. Because if you have sex 11, 12, 13, then you ovulate 14, 15, you could be in trouble. So do it every 2 days of that week. And it seems to work. Now, some people are having just a little too much sex. We're being told here that rural women, okay, country girls, are having sex earlier than women in the city. A new survey reported by the CDC says rural women are having sex earlier. New data from the National Survey of Family Growth found 51% of women living in rural areas had their first sexual intercourse by age 16, compared to 41% of those in urban areas. Now, I'm blown away by this because I remember in the 80s, girls in school were talking about losing their virginity by the age of 16. I'm blown away. I was talking to my sons about, all right, when are the kids having, you know, are your friends having sex or whatever? Like, no, it looks like 16 is kind of the magic age. So even in the year 2018, people are still using 16 years old as the benchmark. To me, I still think that's way too young. But that's better than a lot of the cases we've heard where middle school kids are going to second and third base, which is still happening, by the way. But in terms of full-blown intercourse sex, many city folk may be putting it off. But rural, still first sexual intercourse by age 16 seems to be more commonly done. Those percentages rose to 80% of rural women and 69% of urban women losing their virginity by the age of 18. The mean age of first sexual intercourse was 16.6 years among women compared to 17.4 women in urban areas. All right. So when I was growing up, okay, I remember the rumor that if you were a small town girl living in a world, okay, anyway, if you were a small town girl, you were more likely to be a little bit hoochie mom-ish. And I didn't understand that because I'm like, no, you'd be going to church a lot. You'd be going to temple. You'd be, you know, praying a lot. You'd be working on the farm. You know, yeah, cowboys are pretty hot and, you know, farmers, I dig all that. But I just figured, you know, urban was where it was going to happen. There are more buildings, more cars and parking structures, you know, places to have sex for kids. But no, because barely out in the field and the barn or whatever allows a lot more privacy, I guess. And when I was growing up, they said, well, it's boredom. There's more to do in a city. There's less to do. So you end up having more sex. And I was like, oh, well, I mean, I guess news to me. And then we saw the movie Vacation. And when we saw the movie Vacation back in the 80s, the country girl seemed to be more of a hoochie mama than the other girl. So I think we all believed, okay, so rural women are probably a little bit more hoochie mama-ish. However, I thought rural dads had guns. And so you were more likely to be shot if you were a guy trying to go over to a rural girl's house. I personally think this study leaves a lot to be desired. And I think that the average kid now, with all the access they have with YouTube and movies, etc., okay, have to fight raging hormones. And the hormones are what win. I got two boys. And one is very, very quiet, you know, about hormone and his changes or whatever. The other one, very loud, okay? I can hear the puberty happen. And I don't see how they can overcome the raging hormones. And that's what's going to win, not geography. 1-877-DOT-TELLY.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The reason why we have that song, You Talk Too Much and You Never Shut Up, is because that's what my father used to tell me. My father was Israeli. May rest in peace. He died at age 62 of a heart attack. He was a stubborn old goat. And I was only 62, so he was young. But stubborn, nonetheless. But they always told me to shut up. And I always thought there was the Israeli in him. You know, Israelis, he didn't mean to be mean, telling me to shut up. It just, when he didn't want to hear me anymore, he just said, shut up. It wasn't to be mean. It was, you know, like, you know, get me a glass of water. You know, turn the air conditioning on. Shut up. It just, you know, that just yeah, don't take it personally. Which is why I don't really take a lot of things personally. Yeah. Well, apparently, the Israeli Medical Association is in the news. And things are a little heated. Because apparently, most U.S. hospitals require that all medical personnel who are in direct contact with patients get flu shots every fall. But the Israeli Medical Association only recommends a vaccine to its 25,000 members. And they are also refusing to allow those who have been vaccinated to wear a tag or pin saying so. Now, Israeli Medical Association Chairman Professor Leonid Eidelman is Chief of Anesthesiology at the Rabin Medical Center, Beilinson Campus in Petah Tikva, told the Jerusalem Post that doctors should not be forced to get the vaccine. And even if they do voluntarily wear a pin showing they were vaccinated, it doesn't give a good impression that those who don't. It's a slippery slope. Doctors could be forced to wear pins, say they have HIV or hepatitis C. It would never end. Now, keep in mind, I'm not sure if he's Jewish or not, but don't walk up to a Jew and ask them to wear a pin with some sort of designation on it, okay? We don't like that. My guess is it stems from Nazi Germany and the hood yellow Star Davids. We had to wear them. My family had to wear them before they were killed. So you really don't want to walk up to a Jew and tell them to pin something on the lapel of their coat. Okay, can we just say that? So don't be all shocked here. Now, a senior physician at Manhattan's NYU Langone Medical Center told the Washington Post that at his hospital, all employees, not only doctors and nurses, have to get vaccinated against the flu at the beginning of the season. It's common practice. We are given a sticker to wear on our ID tag. Now, sticker is fine. Jews like stickers. We like stickers. Those are good. Don't say sticker sale. That's not nice. But stickers. We like stickers. Theoretically, they say, if for some reason you don't get the shot, you need to wear a protective surgical mask through the entire flu season. Now, I would suggest, based on the flu shot effectiveness, that doctors wear masks anyway. I wear masks all the time with my patients. I don't want someone breathing on me that I in turn breathed onto another patient. I, you know, exchange the gas right back. So I would wear a mask. And they didn't have to smell it after lunch. Eidelman turned down a suggestion from the health ministry a few years ago that those doctors, oh, this was the Jerusalem Post, not the Washington Post, but Eidelman turned down the suggestion from the health ministry a few years ago that those doctors who follow the recommendation wear a pin saying they were vaccinated. The ministry's suggestion was aimed not only at informing patients whether the doctors were vaccinated, but also for doctors to serve as an example to patients that they, too, should go to a health fund community clinic for the annual shot. Now, they are seeing flu shot issues. The ministry's epidemiology department has seen at least 27 people die from complications of the flu. 61 Israelis have already been hospitalized with severe flu complications. Remember, Israel's about the size of Rhode Island, and so it's not a big country. And as of the numbers of when this was written, 61 had been hospitalized with severe ones. Again, does the average Israeli go to the doctor when they have a flu? Probably not. They have socialized medicine over there, and, you know, many people tough it out. So just like in America, you're going to have an underreporting. And the shot, all right, is offered there just like it's offered elsewhere. Now, one thing that we are talking about is years ago, I believe 4 people died from the flu shot. And it wasn't advertised in the news that much. I saw the article, of course, because I'm in media. And it was possibly the same batch, possibly the same, I don't want to say vial, but same lot number. And it was a vaccine, I'm not going to name the manufacturer, we did a few years ago. If you missed it, then you missed it, all right? And it was a rare occurrence. 4 people in Israel died. And there was a lot of talk in that country of why are we getting them the flu shot? I'm not going to be healthy, get a flu shot, and die. And even though it was only 4 people, and this was so rare that this happened, and you don't hear about this globally, again, the article didn't really surface in a lot of media outlets. I did see it in America, but it wasn't really talked about much. And the manufacturer, it was a very well-known pharmaceutical company, was looking into it. What happened? Why would 4 people die from a flu shot? That's unheard of, you know. But I wouldn't be surprised if that still reverberated, where a lot of people in the country are like, no, I'm not going to get the flu shot. And so the discussion here isn't so much about that. It's, you know, are we allowed to force workers to get vaccinated? Now, you as a patient, you want to know that your doctor's not going to make you sick. I don't blame you. You don't want to walk into a hospital or walk into a clinic, go for your yearly pap smear or prostate exam, and then come out being given a deadly flu. I get that. I do. But here's the problem. Just because the hospital worker is vaccinated doesn't necessarily mean you're not going to get the flu. You can get the flu from other places. You can walk into a, Home Depot, Walmart, whatever, and be exposed. The other thing, too, is just because somebody's vaccinated doesn't necessarily mean that they can't give it back to you. They may not themselves get sick, but they could still carry it. Now, where the science comes in is if I am vaccinated effectively against the flu, God willing, and I get exposed to the flu, and the flu gets into my body, it won't replicate to the degree as somebody else who isn't vaccinated. Hence, even if it's in my body and it gets fought effectively by my immune system, I can still have it on my person. I can still breathe it out. Now, I'm way less infectious because I'm not personally dealing with the flu, but you are getting to the microscopy of the science. You are emitting whatever you got on you, which is why I would wear a mask. Even though I got the flu shot, I would still wear a mask because I felt I could still breathe it back out. Yes, it would be in a lower dose because it didn't have a chance to replicate in my body, but still. So the answer is you become vaccinated so that you don't worry about going somewhere and, you know, getting something from somebody who was technically vaccinated. But now with the subject of, well, the vaccine may only be 10 to 30% effective. Who, if your healthcare worker was vaccinated, do they have a false sense of security? Should they be wearing the mask anyway? And I really don't like the idea of forcing vaccination. I'm pro-vaccine. I'm pro-school vaccines. I am pro-making sure our kids don't get polio and tetanus and hepatitis and pneumonia. I'm for the flu vaccine. I'm for pneumonia vaccines. I am a big fan of vaccines. But I hesitate on any law or any sort of mandate saying you can't go to work and support your family in this location if you don't get yourself injected with something. That bothers me. Now, maybe it's because I have heard of some very rare side effects. It's one in a million chance. But maybe it's because I don't like the idea of being forced. I like more of a hands-off approach when it comes to government and employers and all that. I do want to protect the public. And if you are going to take care of people, you have a duty to protect the public. But my issue is just getting the flu shot, even though that's important, you're not protecting that person against the flu in its entirety. You're not protecting that person against strep pneumonia. You're not protecting that person against everything. So is it worth the mandate? We're a free country, you know? So we'll debate this more. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.